in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee. It's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Welcome to As I See It. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris, and today I've asked Ginger Caldwell, our insurance manager for both Cool Springs and Donaldson, and a person well-versed in insurance, coding, billing, and plans, to give us some insights and help our understanding. Ginger, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Jeff. I'm so happy to be here today.
I'm sure you are, because I know doing podcasts is one of the most favorite things for anybody that toils in insurance, when usually you'd like to be in a quiet, dark room without anybody around, just filing claims, right?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I enjoy being around people, but I prefer to listen to podcasts over helping create them.
I understand. And, you know, truth be known, it is tough because insurance requires an awful lot of concentration. So one of the things we've learned with our insurance department is we do have to give them an environment where they're not distracted and a lot of noise and other things, because you really have to be concentrating a lot. So that's just one of the many things that makes insurance very perplexing. Yet in our United States healthcare society, it's kind of a necessary evil. All right, so let's start with the basics. When we see patients, people think, are you on my vision plan? Yet the majority of what we see, what we examine, what we diagnose and treat is not billed to the vision plan, but rather the patient's medical health insurance. Help me with the difference, Ginger. What is medical insurance, and what does that in general cover?
So the easiest way to look at it, Dr. Jeff, is health insurance is a plan or a policy that covers a percentage of doctor's visits and hospital bills. It exists to help offset the cost of medical events, whether they are planned or happen unexpectedly. Health insurance may also protect us when we're feeling good and may help keep us feeling that way through preventative care and wellness programs. So like auto insurance covers your car if you get into an auto accident. Health insurance covers you if you get sick or injured.
Gotcha. So you've got kind of this catastrophic thing if you have some really debilitating long-term disease, but you also have just for the routine visits things. If I had to pay out of pocket, it would be more expensive than what we would call a usual and customary fee, but I buy insurance hoping that my insurance premiums for the year are less than what it would be. I get more of a savings. I get a savings when I have medical health insurance, basically. And I'm hoping that those savings more than offset whatever premiums that I pay. But that's different than vision insurance. Really, I almost said vision insurance, and that is a misnomer. I'm trying to catch myself, because vision coverage is most aptly described as a prepaid discount plan. That's really what it is, with a wellness exam and a discount on products. When do we use vision coverage for our patients?
So I'll explain it like this, Dr. Jeff. Regular medical health insurance protects you from unexpected costs for eye injury or eye disease. In contrast, where vision plans provide an added wellness benefit for healthy eye exams, which includes routine eye care, prescription eyewear, and contact lenses, and some other vision services at a reduced cost. Typically, vision plans include benefits in exchange for a yearly fee. Just like your medical insurance, this means that you may have like a yearly deductible or copay for exam and other services. Another type of vision plan is a discount plan, and instead of a copay, you'll pay a discounted rate, usually anywhere from 75 to 85% of the total fee charged by your doctor. Some vision plans also offer discounts on LASIK and other elective vision correction surgery.
So you and I both suffer from the same thing. We, early in our careers, were told vision is insurance, but it's not. They're not an insurance company. They're really a prepaid discount plan. And of those, they may have a couple different plans. They may have one that has a deductible or a copay and gives you some benefit, or they may have a vision plan that just says, hey, whatever their usual fees are, we're going to give this discount. Either way, it's really a prepaid discount plan that, the person's employer has chosen. Vision coverage is a really enviable thing. And the reason is, if you have vision coverage, it gets a lot of healthy young people to pay into a plan so that they can get their contacts and their glasses at a discounted rate. And then they'll join your health plan. And people like CFOs, HR benefit people, or others know that the more young, healthy people they have in their plan, the better the economics typically are. So vision is an inexpensive extra rider to an employer, but a really beneficial one because it brings in a lot of people to, it's an enviable benefit. Most people want a vision plan.
Yes.
And it doesn't cost the employer very much. So I sometimes wonder when I look and I go, that's all they gave you? They've really chosen a really cheap, inexpensive plan. On the other hand, some of the major companies, for the most part, just like you mentioned, vision coverage is going to pay for a wellness exam. And that's interesting that you use that term, a routine exam. Basically, that means in a screening, we've noticed that the health is good, the binocularity, how your eyes work together is good, and you have a prescription. That's all you have. Nothing else going on. That's a wellness exam, right?
Yeah,
if we notice anything else, then we have a medical exam. And that's, eyes are so darn unique. If I go in and I go, I don't know, my foot hurts, then it's going to go to my health insurance because my foot hurts. And it doesn't matter if I have a torn Achilles tendon, I have a plantar's wart, or I sprained my ankle. It's going there, right? Or an ingrown toenail. But in the vision eye care world, sometimes we can't make the decision until the person comes in. They go, you know, I have blurred vision. Well, I don't know. Do you have just an increase in nearsightedness, or was this because you have swelling on your macula? I don't know. So it's sometimes tough, isn't it? Because they call the front office and they say, how much will my exam be? We don't even know your problem yet.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And we do encounter that every day. And just for someone like me, you know, I have bad allergies and I get some like allergy-like issues under my eyelids. And it does cause blurred vision, I couldn't ever use my vision plan to cover those visits with our doctors because that is a medical problem.
Yeah, it's an eye health issue. And at some point, this will not be an issue. And we've known this for 20 plus years that this was it just pits doctors and patients because doctors are told you've got to code and send to the appropriate coverage for the problem the patient has. And somebody comes in with dry eyes and they want to update their contacts. So they have dry eyes. That's not wellness, like everything normal. So therefore, I've got to send that to the medical.
That's right.
And then but they get their contacts through the vision plan. So I can combine these things, right? I can use both and get my benefits.
Yeah, you sure can. Typically, in a situation like you explained, we would do those at different times of service, different dates of service. You could always do a contact lens evaluation on the same day you're treating someone with dry eyes. While if you treat someone with dry eyes, you couldn't do a routine healthy eye wellness exam.
Yeah, we're never going to bill both. That's right. A double dipping. That clearly wouldn't be the case. So let's talk about that. So we have here's what we want you to know as a patient out there. When you come to the eye doctor, most of what you're coming in for is an eye health issue, a medical issue. I don't have to be on your vision plan unless you need a prepaid discount plan benefit for your glasses or your contact lenses. I can see you every single time as long as you have something other than nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatism, or old eyes, presbyopia, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so every single thing you come in for. You have dry eyes, you have allergies, etc. But let's go through a couple of these so that we can emphasize this because I think it's really important. And I bring this up because patients will say, well, why do you need a copy of my medical card? It's just my VSP. It's just my iMed, etc. Okay?
Yes.
So so somebody says, I have dry eyes. Medical or vision?
Absolutely medical.
Okay. My eyes itch.
Medical.
I want new contact lenses, and mine currently work just fine. probably vision, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Unless we find that something else that we find in addition needs to be followed. We still would bill that as a vision exam, but whatever needs to be followed, we'd have them back under the medical.
Yes, and I think that was my hesitation.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking it could go, you know, either way there.
Yeah, okay. Which it depends on what I'm going to do that day, right? I have macular degeneration, or my mom has macular degeneration. Can she come in and see you?
Of course.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. In fact, there's only one, I can only think of one health medical insurance that we're not on. So when people are talking about, are you on my plan? You really got to look on the vision side of, am I on the plan to get glasses and contacts? You can always come here for the care, except for one specific plan. And if you have questions on that, we'll give you Ginger's number at the end. So let's say this, somebody says, hey, I have a new floater in my vision. I need to come in. Medical or vision?
That is medical.
Okay, but what if they say, oh, well, wait, you're not on my vision plan.
We would ask what their medical insurance is.
Well, for that, I've got Cigna.
Cigna, that's great. Yes, we are absolutely in network with Cigna.
So we're going to bill that to Cigna. Okay.
Yes.
Great. I have a cataract, but I don't want surgery yet. I just want to update my glasses.
Medical.
For the exam.
For the exam.
If I go get my glasses updated, then I have to be on the vision coverage to get that discount, correct?
To get that discount, yes.
Yeah, because you have prepaid something for your vision plan to give you a discount on glasses and contacts. And typically, I will tell you, vision plans are going to save you 40 to 50% on glasses overall, right? Do you think, am I overestimating that? I'm just thinking about usual customary and how much we end up, the patient pays plus what the vision plan pays us, which is like really small.
It is very minimal. It's really hard to say, Dr. Jeff, because so many plans are so different. Mm-hmm. Some of the larger big box retailers in home improvement locations, they offer really great allowances and benefits for their employees. Whereas if you have maybe an individual plan that's not through your employer, your savings could be 20% and not 40 to 50%. You know, I do feel what they provide is certainly beneficial on the discount side for all of our patients. I think it's also important to note that if you don't have a vision plan or discount plan, you can always contact our office, and there are discounts that we offer, like time of service discounts to mm-hmm. patients that don't have that type of coverage.
Yeah, so, like a cash pay time of service, right?
Yeah, of course.
Or we can hook you up with, I think it's Vision Direct and with VSP to get an individual plan. And in some cases, I've recommended that to patients. Let's say there's only one plan that I know of that gives a really good benefit for laser vision, saves you about $1,000. Yeah. That's pretty good if you're going to have laser vision. It's worth getting an individual plan just for that benefit. And so sometimes we're always looking out to try to find a good value for patients. We have no apology for what we're charging for the fees for professional, for frames and lenses. We try to be very, very fair, but we're running a business and we have to do the best that we can there. We're not going to gouge anybody, but we're always looking for a way, even in comparing two or three different options, to give patients the best care and the best price that they can get, because it's really a value equation more than price. So getting back to that. So in that situation, they've got a cataract, they're going to use their medical insurance. So I'm on Medicare, fine. And then I have a vision plan. Well, Medicare doesn't have a vision plan, but they may contract, or a Medicare Advantage plan may contract with a VSP or an iMed to provide the vision benefits, correct?
That's right. And we are seeing that a lot more every day. The Medicare Advantage plans offer some sort of vision with their medical, and that is with various different vision providers, yes. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So if I have to have tear savers to help my dry eyes, as we talked with Dr. Waymire a few episodes back, and we'll be talking with her a few episodes in the future, medical or vision?
That's going to be through your medical.
Okay. So it's almost every single thing we talk about, from a testing, from an exam standpoint, again, unless you only have nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatism, or old eyes where your arms are getting short, presbyopia.
Yes.
We can cover you under the medical, the eye health. In fact, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right? You're absolutely right on that, Dr. Jeff.
All right. So remember that. Just keep repeating after yourself. You are absolutely right on that, Dr. Jeff. I like that.
I really try not to do that. But
how many years have you been here, Ginger?
I just had my 7-year anniversary in October.
Aren't you a tolerant individual to put up with me for that long?
Maybe it's that you guys are tolerant to put up with me for that long.
It could be. It's kind of a mutual suicide clause. Okay, let's get back to the serious stuff. So in actuality, that majority of diagnosis that we see, again, as we talked about, are medical or fall under health insurance. And that's why we ask you for your health insurance card at the time. Most vision plans do not have a card, do they? They just have an enrollee number or something?
Yeah, so typically your either your Social Security number or your medical insurance ID number will be the number that we'll use to try and locate vision insurance. Some patients are not aware of who their coverage is through. It isn't uncommon at all, but if we have Social Security number and or the insurance, the health insurance ID number, we can certainly try to locate that coverage.
But don't you think with time, aren't you kind of hoping that they go away from Social Security numbers? That's such a controversial thing. I mean, they ought to have just a separate number, and so that we're not, I mean, we have all kinds of firewall protections, et cetera, and that's just a necessary thing. And yet it still feels to me like it ought to be something other than the Social Security number.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we absolutely protect our patients' information, but I completely agree with you. I would love to see the day that we aren't using Social Security numbers anymore. I know so many people now are hesitant on giving that information out, and rightfully so. You know, unfortunately, that's the times that we're in now. I know I really don't like giving my social out, and I understand where our patients are coming from on that. In some cases, though, we can use just the last 4 digits of the social. So for those patients that are a little bit weary of giving that out, for sure, we can try that route.
Okay. So let's talk about vision coverage because it is valuable. It saves on glasses and contact lenses. So let's talk about glasses. I'm going to go up there. I've just been prescribed a new pair of glasses to help me see better. What typical benefits are provided with a vision plan when it comes to glasses?
So typically, for coverage on the frames, the benefit usually comes as an allowance. Depending on the coverage level, most plans offer anywhere from like a $75 allowance up to around $220. The frame benefit is usually once per year, but definitely can vary depending on the plan. As for the coverage on your lenses, most plans do have a copay depending on the type of correction you need. So, Dr. Jeff, if we have a patient that wears single vision lenses, they may not have a copay at all.
Okay, so like a single vision meaning no bifocal, no progressive, just younger patient, or I just want a pair of glasses for far away only, right?
Right, or to get me by because I wear contact lenses. Yeah. So those can be $0 copay up to around $45, whereas our patients that wear a progressive lens, so the patients that we need to treat our presbyopic patients, getting a little more
mature.
Over 35, more mature. If it was my case.
More mature. Would you like to be here for 8 years?
Yes. Yeah. So for those type of lenses, the copay or coverage is definitely more likely to start around $90 and go up from there. Again, that's just a rough estimate. And like I said earlier, every plan is definitely different.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years, and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
Typically, single vision for, say, one distance, whether I'm getting readers.
Yes.
Or a computer only, or a distance only. Those are going to be less expensive lenses overall, as opposed to a progressive lens, which is going to give me far away, in between computer and reading.
Absolutely.
So, as you might expect, you're going to have a lower copay, right?
Yes.
On a single vision than you would on, pick up a little bit more because the progressive lens is a lot more expensive.
That's
right.
It's
got a lot more going on to it.
It does.
So it costs us more, it costs you more. You know, the only person that makes money is probably the lab that generates
making the lens for us, right?
But that's why that allowance or copay may be a little bit different, right?
For sure.
And as for the differences in allowances, which can be a big difference there, you're always going to get some additional benefit. But the difference in that has been decided by your chief financial officer, your HR director, whoever decides for the company which plan. So they go to a company like a VSP and they say, we want to provide vision for our employees. And VSP says, great, we've got all different levels. How much do you want to pay?
That's right.
And so if you ever look at your plan and you go, man, that's a lot less than last year, somebody in your company made that decision. Or, and you ought to raise that to them and say, hey, what the heck? Or have your buddy in the next cubicle say, right, hey, what the heck?
If you want to stay for that eighth year.
Yeah, I've got a friend, and he said, what the heck?
Right.
On the other hand, if you see that benefit increases, then you should be the one to go to the HR director or CFO and say, hey, I just want to thank you for the additional coverage that you got. It meant a lot to me. It contributed more in my contacts. It contributed more in my glasses, right?
Yeah, for sure. And there are a lot of employers that offer a completely covered service. So employee pays zero, or they can upgrade and pay, you know, a pretty small amount and have more premium plans. So I would say definitely, if those options are available for what you get, it's well worth the extra little investment to save on the back end with those vision plans.
Yeah, and each year, again, the more the HR director hears, and they probably don't hear very often, or the CFO,
right,
that this was something beneficial, the more likely they are to stay with that or to make sure that that's a protected benefit the next time.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Just understand that you do have some potential influence, but people have to know if it's beneficial. That's a whole separate topic that
we didn't
mean to get into in this podcast, but we talked about it anyway. So let's talk about, we talked about frames, lenses, okay? And then there's some lens, not really add-ons, but lens treatments. So I definitely want to have blue blocking in there when I'm on the computer. I'd like it to transition and get darker. I want the reflection-free surface. Those are, while they should be standard, they are lens add-ons.
Yes.
And those have some coverage also, do they not?
They do. Typically with those, again, you'll see a copay or a discount. Typically, the copay on like an anti-reflective, which I personally wouldn't have a pair of glasses without, would be around $75 and could go upwards to $163. But again, it is, yes, a copay or a discount on those additional add-ons.
Okay, great. We've talked about glasses. We're talking now about, We started with medical versus vision. We're getting into the prepaid vision plans and what they do provide. We talked about a wellness exam, which is basically if nothing else is wrong. And so that's kind of a rarer case, but it does happen. And we obviously bill and send that to the vision plan. But mostly you're paying for a discounted frame, lens, and contact lens benefit, okay? Product benefit. So let's talk about how it works with contact lenses, because we have, in the eye care business, we have both a professional time, which is the doctor, tech, everybody working together to get this successful. Some are easy, some are much more involved. And then we have products, right? How does vision plan, what are the benefits that usually you see in vision plans for contact lenses?
Sure.
And how they work?
So we'll just mention that, Dr. Jeff, for contacts, I think it's really important for our patients to know that contact lenses are definitely a medical device. So like you mentioned, the time spent, we will call that a contact lens evaluation. And so will the vision plans. All vision plans, if you have one through your employer or individually, will specify your contact lens evaluation fee or discount. So they will typically offer a copay or an allowance on the material. So your actual contact lenses, that's your materials. And then the copay on the evaluation side. And that would be for first-time wearers, established contact lens wearers, or if you need to switch brands that you're currently in.
And so this is always a confusing thing. And sometimes the bearer of this burden falls on the shoulders of our checkout people when somebody says, well, wait a minute, how did you come up with that contact lens professional fee? Or if one of our staff makes a mistake and says, a fitting fee, wait a minute,
I've been wearing contacts for 100 years.
What the heck? I don't need to be fit. You know, and so we're really talking about professional fees, which involve a whole lot of the doctor's expertise and evaluation, suitability, looking at the eye, checking the health, checking the fit. So the fit is a part of the overall professional fees, but also for people that are changing types, deciding what to order, which brand, which curves, which are going to fit the best, at reevaluating them. And all of the follow-up involved up to 60 days.
Absolutely.
Some people don't need much follow-up. Some people need 60 days is almost not enough.
Yeah,
on some of the more complicated. But yeah. Our goal is to make it successful. We want our contact lens patients to be successful, be able to wear lenses as long as they want, and to connect them with the technology that exists. And I will tell you, we don't hire doctors that don't have that desire for patients. We don't hire doctors that are just going to say, I'm only going to work with the simple things. We hire doctors that are going to really work to try to find patient solutions. Not every single situation can be as successful but usually when it's not, it's usually technology that is the limiting factor on that. That's a little editorial for our hiring policies. I thought I'd just throw that in there.
Yeah, for sure.
But now I'm kind of oftentimes very amazed by the low price per box. You know, we try to keep our box prices at below a couple dollars lower, a couple dollars higher than the typical online retailers. Because we just want to make that a service for our patients and make it easy. We deliver no charge. We give a certainty. It's going to be there in 4 days. It's going to be there in 8 days at your home. We try to make it really, really easy for patients. And yet sometimes our scribes, our chairside assistants will figure out, say, Ginger, this is what your contact lenses will be. Here's your annual supply. Less the special discounts that that come from the manufacturers to us as a private practice, which are totally different and greater than the ones that go to big box stores. And then you have an insurance benefit. And so when they really get down to it, they go, your 8 boxes are going to be, it comes up to be $17 a box or something. I'm usually so impressed when you really break it down with the great deal that people get.
For sure. I love the way we do it. And I've recently learned, sidebar from insurance, but we do have the ability to pull up in the exam rooms now, along with our pink sheet that I find super helpful mm-hmm. for the patient, the technician, and checkout. We can pull up the brand of contact lenses the patient's wearing in the exam room, and we can show how much those are going to be here and a couple of other places.
Online comparison.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, like you said, we're going to ship those straight to the patient. You can use your insurance benefit and get the benefit of some mail-in rebates that typically only individual providers can or have access to share with their patients.
And frankly, we're a extremely popular practice in Williamson County and in Davidson County. So for that reason, we're going to get certain benefits for our patients from the manufacturers that even other private offices aren't going to get. And that's a really, really good thing. I mean, if they only have a certain number to go around, I can tell you, and I appreciate this because we've worked hard to achieve this status, I can tell you we're going to get them first. And others may have to wait if they're going to get them at all. And that's just the benefit of us taking care of more patients. More patients mean we're doing something right. That's what we try to do. And so we want to pass those savings on to our patients.
And isn't that true? You know, Dr. Jeff, every time I go somewhere mm-hmm. and I'm wearing my Cool Springs Eye Care name tag or jacket, somebody says, oh, Cool Springs Eye Care, I've been seeing Dr. Jeff for like since I was seven and I've got five kids now.
Uh-oh. But not Dr. Susan, who retired. You can tell which of the Dr. Kegrises is working the hardest, can't you?
Well,
probably her.
I am not going there.
Yeah, I know. You probably
She's my favorite.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm in trouble now.
You're going to have a tough time making a day.
I know.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we're talking with our our current employee, Ginger Caldwell, our insurance manager at Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. She and her team with Justin, Tammy, Cindy, and really Hannah and Donaldson and Chantel and Cool Springs are great in both the processing and explaining of insurance and billing questions. I know Caleb is frequently answering questions. I see him in the front office.
Yeah,
he does a great job with that. Ginger, if I'm a patient and I have a question at any time about my bill, what email should I use to address that question?
For sure. Questions about your bill can go to, I would say, either myself or Justin. Justin's been here for 11 years now. And he is definitely my go-to when I'm a little bit stumped. It doesn't happen often, but when it does. So, those email addresses are Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R, at coolspringseyecare.com, and Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, at coolspringseyecare.com.
Okay, so usually we will have our front office answer the more straightforward questions.
Yes.
Then go to our front office coordinator, which in Cool Springs is Chantel, and in Donaldson is our office manager, Hannah.
That's right.
And then when they get more complicated and they need a little more review, then that's when the insurance department, and we're, it's just a matter of we want to kind of assign the first person that can answer the question the best for you.
Absolutely.
If it's more involved, then we get our insurance department involved, and Justin or Ginger at the emails that she gave you. Ginger's email is ginger@coolspringseyecare.com, and that's because she does the insurance for both Cool Springs and Donaldson, and Justin at coolspringseyecare.com because he does the insurance for both Cool Springs and Donaldson. If you get Tammy on the phone or Cindy on the phone, they can answer the questions just the same. So we really, really don't want there to be mystery in fees. I'm a very big proponent and want this to be very open so that we can show you whatever any fee will be, what your insurance will cover, what your copayment will be. I don't want there to be a mystery or surprises. That just gets in the way of good care. Sometimes, though, insurance is darn complex. It's hard for us to understand. So I'm glad we have experts like y'all that can help us. On one thing that I sometimes get confused on, too, let's clarify. HSAs, FSAs, those are two types of kind of prepaid. As an enrollee, you kind of prepay this amount, right?
Yes.
What is an HSA basically, and does that roll over?
So, like you just explained, the FSAs and HSAs are pre-tax accounts that you can use to pay for any type of healthcare related expenses. A HSA, a health savings account, is controlled by the individual, and it allows your contributions to roll over. Your FSAs, Dr. Jeff, are less flexible. So flexible is not flexible.
Misnomer.
Yeah. And are owned by the employer. So this means if you left your job, hopefully that doesn't happen to me. The funds in your FSA may be forfeited, while any funds in your HSA are yours to keep and roll over into another HSA account.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. And they're both similar in that they will cover certain expenses that you haven't billed to the insurance. Is that right? Certain medical expenses. So in our eye care offices, what might that be? Extra contact lenses?
You can actually use your, if you have a card, you can use your HSA, FSA on anything in the office that has a charge that we are not billing to your insurance.
So if you have vision therapy, if you have traumatic brain injury work, if you have a scleral lens, if you want Latisse to make your eyelashes grow, if you want to load up on your nutraceuticals for prevention of macular degeneration, or omega-3s for dry eyes, lubricant drops, brooder masks, additional testing. I mean, just a whole lot of things that we can describe. But for the most part, sometimes people forget that this could go under my HSA or my FSA, right? The FSA, yeah, you got to use by the end of the year, though. So December 31st at 12:01 on January 1st, it's over, right?
That's right.
So make sure that we're aware, and we'll help you with that. Now, another benefit that we really have in December is our normal gift cards, which people use a lot, are discounted. So
yes,
$75 for a $100 gift card, you're automatically saving 25%.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
And $40 for a $50 gift card. So can you tell me how those gift cards work and when I can use them and why so many people in the month of December do purchase them as one of our loyal patients?
Yeah, so many of our patients make these big gift card purchases during this month and plan out what they're going to need for the following year. So if they have several children, spouse or significant other, they look at what they spent this year and purchase that at that 25% discount in plans for next year, 2021. So those gift cards purchased in December of 2020 are only able to be used in 2021 and anytime after that.
And anytime after. Yep. No expiration.
No expiration. And they cannot be used on prior balances. So if you have a balance in November, December, anything that you purchase the gift card for now, you could not use towards that. So it would have to be after January 1, 2021.
But you know you're going to see us next year. You might as well buy the gift card now so that you get a discount on the services next year, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of an automatic. You either get a 20% discount or a 25% discount. We have people that buy $1,000 worth of gift cards or more every single year and have for the last 15 years since we've been doing this. So I advocate it because it's a really good way to offset some of the costs of healthcare. And our goal is to provide value to you where we can in everything, both in the professional side and on the product side. But also that value is having great people like you, Ginger, that can answer people's questions, that try to minimize the mystery of insurance and copays and deductibles and all those fancy words that go along with the vision care coverage, which we know is now a prepaid discount plan.
That's right.
Or medical health insurance, which we know for the most part covers everything that we do from a testing, from an examination, from whatever reason you're coming in for the most part, is going to be covered under that type of diagnosis,
right,
if you will. So there's so many questions that people have with regard to insurance. We could talk for a long time about it, and we probably should have other sessions. But I'm going to ask our audience to email me or email you, all right, Dr. Keg, or Dr. Kegaris at CoolSpringsEyeCare.com. I think Dr. Keg at CoolSpringsEyeCare.com will get to me also. Mm-hmm. Also, Ginger at CoolSpringsEyeCare.com. And what we'll do is we'll have a separate podcast in the future with just insurance questions or billing questions that people come up with.
I love all that. Right? Questions and answers, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, when you have a question as a patient, undoubtedly other people do too. And we want to be as transparent and open as we can. I think it'd be good for us to cover even how that contact lens evaluation fee comes up, because that's based upon a grid. Anybody can look at that at any time. Mm-hmm. If you're an existing wearer, I'm in this lens and I'm going to keep the same lens and not change the power, that's going to be a lesser professional fee than somebody that says, I'm in this lens now, I'm not happy with it, I have dryness, I want to move to a multifocal, and oh, by the way, I have astigmatism, and oh, by the way, I have a tough time putting the lens in and taking it out. I mean, one's going to take an awful lot more professional time, and as you might imagine, that professional fee for contacts will be a little bit higher, right? But it's for all sure related to what the value we're going to provide. And our commitment is to make sure that those contacts, those glasses, that examination is the best value you can get in eye care in Williamson County or any place in the country for that matter. And I stand behind that.
You bet.
And if you have questions on it, ask Ginger and she'll explain it. Probably a whole lot better than me, because I always tell patients when they ask me an insurance question, I go, whoa, wait a minute. Don't ask doctors insurance questions.
I know. I get those calls on a regular basis. Hey, Ginger, Dr. Jeff said I should call you. So I love it. Yeah, anytime.
But over 7 years, isn't that better than Dr. Jeff told me this and you have to
go? Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm used to you going, Did Dr. Jeff start doing that again? Now, you know, we try to tell him not to talk about that. Let me explain the way it really is here.
So, yes, you finally listened.
Well,
see?
You know, it's old dogs, new tricks. You know, what can I say? My wife's still trying to train me, so I can be trained. She's still stuck with me, or she's still giving it a cold college try. So listen, on a serious note, Ginger, really thank you for being here with us, for helping explain a little bit about some of these insurance dilemmas, some basic terms, and to help people save some money and to help them in answering any questions that do come up. We really appreciate that you work very, very hard as their advocate and to give our patients more than good eye care, but a great healthcare experience. Thanks a lot, Ginger.
Thank you, Dr. Jeff.